Those who used up shoe leather marching in rallies against the war say it's time to tread new protest territory. Monica Boyce is part of the Not One Damn Dime campaign, which asks a nation of spenders to put away their pocketbook for a day if they disagree with the president's foreign policy.
Protesting, especially now that they put us into pens, isn't effective. It's perhaps time to try something new.
Organizers say they have more than 10,000 people pledging to forego purchases on Inauguration Day, but skeptics say even if that number reaches a million, it's likely to make only a minuscule dent in the economy. Dan Houseman is a UW-Madison professor who studied the role of ethics in economics. He says this protest is different from successful past boycotts, protesting apartheid or low farm wages of migrant workers. For one thing, its duration is only 24 hours.
If people don't purchase anything on Inauguration Day, but purchase it the day before or the day after, it's unlikely to matter to anybody.
Even some retailers sympathetic to the cause say they can't support it. Anya First is general manager of the Willie Street Grocery Co-op in downtown Madison, where food and politics often mix. She says the store will be open Inauguration Day, even though many co-op employees do not support the foreign policy of the president being sworn in.
There will be some people who absolutely need groceries, and we need to be available. However, I do think that many of the staff here will not be purchasing other products throughout the city or the neighborhood just to support the idea.
As a so-called blue state during the last presidential election, Wisconsin has supporters of the boycott. For instance, the liberal group Progressive Dane. But the state also has plenty of bushbackers, and a number of local inaugural celebrations are planned for those who can't make it to the official $40 million ceremony in the nation's capital city. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.